We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Why did Ariana Grande back out of the Grammys?
She's supposed to perform?
Yes, she's not going to perform now after a disagreement with the producers over her performance.
Oh, no.
So I guess they're not letting them do much of anything. So she's up for two awards, and one of them, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Pop Solo Performance for God is a Woman. So there you go. But I guess there was some kind of disagreement about what she was going to do. And so now she pulled out and she said, well, fine, I'm just not going to perform.
Man.
Because I guess if you're not going to let her do her thing, what's the point in getting up there and pretending like she's somebody else? Huh?
Very true.
What about her thing wanted to do, where the dispute came? If she wanted to have pictures of something, if it was something licensing that they wanted to do that they couldn't get a hold of. I don't know. The Thank You Next video has all the stuff from, what was it, Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, it's a Mean Girls like spoof.
Right.
And Clueless.
The video.
There's all kinds of...
Surely budget
references.
Wasn't the concern. I mean, they can get costuming and they can get pyrotechnics.
We've
We've seen Kendrick Lamar perform at the Grammys and do mind-blowing performances.
True.
My mind never went to budget. It's not budget.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. It's personal disagreement about performance and artistical, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Artistic integrity.
Oh. Maybe they wanted her to not do something she wanted to do.
Maybe she wanted to have everybody come on stage and get a tattoo on her hand of some sort of Japanese symbol. And they said, you've got a bad track history with this.
That's probably true.
No, Ari, not this time.
No. Ariana Grande is pulled out, which is pretty big to give up that performance.
We'll have all the backstage stuff for the Grammys, by the way, this weekend at 1037kissfm.com. It's going to be fantastic. Sunday, the Grammys on, what was it, CBS? Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. What's your good news to start the day? Who wants to go first? Gibbons?
I've got great news.
Go ahead right now.
I was randomly on ESPN's website, right? The Bucks, our Milwaukee Bucks, are the number one team in the NBA. They have the best record in basketball.
Hell yeah.
I thought they were one of the best. They're the freaking best in the league. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Awesome. Hell right, man.
Like 40 and 13. I mean, that's a badass record.
Yeah.
Killing the competition.
Nice.
Boom.
That is good news.
Makes me very happy.
Sad is that a lot of Milwaukee doesn't know that.
I know.
That's the sad part about the Bucks, that they got to, you know what I mean?
They'll know about it when they say playoffs.
That's they're in the playoffs. Exactly. Oh, cool.
Right. Oh, the playoffs. Yeah, I'll go.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's okay. You can be on the bandwagon. Just know that they were good all the way leading up to the playoffs, and you're missing out on a lot of good basketball. My good news is that I thought that the most stuffed Oreos were gone, and I couldn't find them anymore, and a Snapchat friend came to the rescue. 76th and Cold Spring. I'm going later today. Most stuff Oreos, man.
See that, Gibbons? Supply and demand. Wait, what's your pick and save?
I go to either 76th and Cold Spring or 60th and National.
Oh, I was thinking he was talking about his house. I'm like, you guys shop at the same pick and save and you don't live anywhere near each other? That's amazing.
I got to drive further south to go find these most stuff Oreos. It's a little bit of a drive, but
as soon as they're in the store all the time, he's going to stop buying them.
Exactly.
They're totally tricking you right now. It's hysterical. You're driving frantically all over Milwaukee looking for a damn bag of Oreos.
Gotta have them.
When he could just rip them open and put layers on layers, see?
But it's
you just make them yourself.
That's extra effort. That's extra effort. We don't have
that. That is too much effort.
Yeah.
I want them made for me, dude. I don't have time to do that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't, Allie.
Oh, what a millennial.
What's your good news?
My good news is I'm back after being sick. Yeah. I had the head cold. I had the stomach cold. Oof. I had the everything, okay? One ear is still clogged, but that's been going on for a week now.
Damn.
So I'm thinking I may just need to go into the doctor and be like, why? What's with the ear? Is there an infection in there on top of everything that I just don't feel because everything else is masking it?
You know what? I hate as an adult getting getting an ear infection because I loved it when I was a kid because you'd get the pink stuff. Remember the pink medicine?
My son loves it.
I do remember the pink medicine.
I love the pink stuff.
It's all it is an antibiotic, first of all, but it's pink. Yes, and my son's got on one right now and he loves it.
when you were a kid, that was so good.
So good.
I was like, I love this medicine. It's going to make me feel better. Yum.
You're damn straight. That's good news all around. Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
26-year-old Jordan Frick was the guy's name that shot the officer. If you care about the guy's name. He's in custody, of course.
Well, I hadn't heard his name yet, so yeah. That's interesting.
That's the guy that shot him. Officer Rittner was shot, taken to Frederick Hospital. Later, he died. You probably saw the procession. They were taking him from Frederick to the medical examiner. Autopsy and everything will be done. He went to Greenfield High School.
Mm-hmm. He's 35, so a lot of people know him, obviously.
Like a month away from his 36th birthday, like 17 years of service.
How many times had he been to in the war? Three tours in the war or something?
Yes. Uh-huh. A hero among heroes.
Twice recognized for bravery. In 2016, he got the highest medal in policing. It's a Medal of Valor for a situation where hostages were saved. And he also got a Emeritus Service Honor that same year. So the guy's a decorated hero.
The sad part is, he's trying to get an illegal gun off the street. Yeah. You know, the SWAT team or whatever's going in there, the tactical unit, whatever it's called. And they're trying to get a gun off the... And they get killed. You know what I mean? It just sucks.
They have pictures. They found of September of 2017. He got married at Miller Park, like during one of the games. So there's pictures of him and his wife down
during the game.
It's like yes,
dude.
There's pictures of him and his wife standing on the mound. He's throwing the first pitch. She's in her wedding dress and he's in his tuxedo. So it's a really cool picture. You gotta check it out.
When I looked into getting married there, you couldn't do it during a game. That's fascinating. Maybe because he was got to do it because he was a veteran.
Yeah, a veteran.
Maybe they let him do something cool. That's
even
awesome.
The Brewers officially tweeted it out. They say, congratulations, Matt and Caroline Rittner, who were married and celebrating at Miller Park today. So maybe they were married somewhere else and celebrating at Miller Park afterwards. Who knows?
Oh, they were doing the reception up at the 300 Club.
But they got them on the field throwing out the first pitch with a crowd in the background. It's a cool picture. But sad news. Again, Officer Matt Rittner was the officer killed in the line of duty yesterday. Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Michael B. Jordan, you're so hot. Don't be sad.
Right.
Don't be sad, my friend. Michael B. Jordan now talking out about how he needed therapy after he played in Black Panther.
He was a bad guy in Black Panther.
He's a supervillain, right?
Oh. Yeah.
He said he was not feeling good after the film wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
So he said therapy, just going and talking to someone, helped him a lot because he's only 31.
Yeah.
And he said he had to dig into the pain and rage and all those emotions from being black and brown here in America. That's his exact quote.
Uh-huh.
He said to prepare for the role of Killmonger. And he said, you know, even though Black Panther is an extreme exaggerated version of, you know, the African diaspora from the African-American perspective. That's a mouthful, I know. But he said, it's something I didn't take lightly, and that's where therapy came in handy. As a man, you get a lot of slack for going to therapy, but everyone needs to unpack and talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's interesting that he used his rage about feeling like he's been treated unfairly as a black man. That's fascinating, because you see these actors go to, like, acting coaches who they should just call therapists, really.
Yeah.
Who train them how to bring the rage out and cry on camera and do all these things. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But they got to go deep. They got to go deep to do it.
He at one point, spoiler alert, kills the Black Panther in the movie. It's deep. It's dark, man. It's dark.
I haven't seen it.
At one point in the movie. Well, of course he doesn't die. Come on now.
Oh,
but
okay.
Of course he doesn't die. It's the Black Panther. Come on.
And then he just told me again, stop talking about the movie.
It's a dark film.
The sequel's on its way out. People still haven't seen the first one.
Well, then people should get to it. They just showed it for free in theaters. It's free on Netflix. Go watch Black Panther. What are you doing? It's up for an Oscar. It's up for an Oscar. Come on. Go see it. What are you waiting for?
Well, saying it's up for an Oscar doesn't mean we're going to go see the movie.
It's up for an Oscar. It's the first comic book movie up for Best Picture.
When's the last time you saw a movie up for an Oscar?
You know what's... Hold on.
Last year. This year.
Because it's up for an Oscar, I can say with certainty, my 82-year-old grandmother will be going to see Black Panther. She sees when the Oscars come out, the nominations.
Don't let her talk to Riggs before.
No.
It's the king of spoiling everything
at the end,
for people.
I'll tell you what happens at the end.
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
So I was... granted, this is only from where I've been driving around as of late. So, like, New Berlin, Hales Corners, Franklin area, where I've seen large changes in businesses. But as I started driving for Uber Eats, and I noticed this the other day. You didn't hear this, by the way, Allie. My Uber Eats update.
I'm going to ask you at 7:30. Can you just let me live here?
Oh, sure.
Are you going to tell me to?
Sure.
What are we going to? What do you want to talk about here? Uber Eats?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
All
but
right.
This is what I discovered while driving for Uber Eats. There used to be a big tire shop at Highway 100 and National. I remember I've taken my car there once to get new tires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a Blaze Pizza.
I know exactly
which
where
is
that
just
is.
A completely different business. Mm-hmm. I would never think they'd put a pizza place there. I mean, it's going to fit. It fits there. It looks nice there once it'll be done. But yeah. Then I noticed there's other places that are completely different. Like there used to be an Office Depot over on 76th Street by the Southridge Mall.
Yes.
That is now closed, and it's a Sky Zone. There's like a trampoline park in there now.
Well, in fairness, I'd rather jump on a trampoline than buy office
Hell
supplies
yes.
nowadays. I mean, if you're still going to buy paper in 2019 for your office, I don't know what to tell you. Get a damn computer, okay?
Can't you order it online with OfficeDepot.com or something like that? Well, I would never go to an Office Depot either, but the fact of the matter is that it changed, like these businesses, and sometimes they'll change multiple times in the buildings.
Uh-huh.
Like there's the one at 76th and... And Layton, I believe, that used to be like a Dr. Dog's. Then it was like a Burger King. And now it's a Habanero's, a Mexican restaurant. It's changed like three different times.
It wasn't Burger
King.
It was Hooters.
Oh, Hooters.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Hooters.
But Hooters, yes.
Not even close. Burger King and Hooters.
Not even. The chick on the show remembers that it was Hooters in his city. It was in his city.
Come on,
it was a Hooters before I lived here, in my defense. Before I lived here. It was a Dr. Dog or whatever it was when I moved here. So it was a Hooters at one point.
Yeah.
So are there other things that have changed like multiple times, buildings? I figured it was a good throwback Thursday.
True.
Type topic.
Dude.
If it's happened in your neighborhood, 71037, you can always text.
Back in my hometown in New Jersey, I was heartbroken. I hadn't gone home for like a year and a half, right? I went home and I couldn't wait to go to my neighborhood movie theater. It was a little rinky-dink theater called the Harwin Theater where they would play old movies, right? I couldn't wait. It was like $2.50 a ticket.
Yeah.
I go home. My Harwin Theater has been knocked down and is now a Walgreens.
Walgreens.
You know what is? Hold on. You know what is?
Somebody needs tampons more than they need concert tickets.
You're right, but look 1 mile down the road. You know what's on the other corner down there? 1 mile down the road, another Walgreens. You don't need two Walgreens in 1 mile.
Be different if there was a CVS down the road.
They took my theater.
Is there a turn into the Walgreens, or do I have to make a U-turn? Because if they have them a block away on different sides, I'm okay with that.
Nope, you can turn
it. I hate
it.
Those Walgreens. I hate the ones like that. I know what you're talking about, Allie. I know what you're talking about.
Damn it.
Speaking of places when you go back to, there was a Noble Roman's Pizza where I grew up in Indiana.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome pizza place. Have you ever heard of a Noble Roman's Pizza? Do they have those up here?
I have, but I doubt they have here.
I
grew up in Illinois. You grew up in Indiana.
I
grew up in Illinois. We had probably some of the same places, but
so I went back
for years.
And now it's a sushi place, which would be cool, but it's a crappy sushi place.
Oh, come
like,
on,
awful.
Man.
Like, Indiana sushi is just garbage.
What about when they actually take a place and make it something better?
Does that ever happen?
So, like, if Chuck E. Cheese is gone and we now have a buffet. We're like, woo!
An old country buffet.
What about, was it the Sears who got replaced in the Southridge Mall with round one?
Getting replaced.
No, yes. Is round one ready
it's
to go?
It's open now. Yeah, it's open.
What is round one?
Southridge Mall. The old
Southridge.
Sears.
Southridge. I think you're talking about they got rid of Sears at Brookfield
they
Square.
Did, yeah.
That's why I was like, what are you talking about? They're rebuilding it right now. And you're like, it's up.
No, the Brookfield one
we
has
were
no,
talking about different malls.
Yeah, the Southridge Mall that changed the Sears is now
Round one,
which is like, I think there's bowling, there's video games, there's an arcade and all sorts of stuff.
I had no idea.
There's a bar. Don't forget there's a bar.
Have they advertised?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
They should. I didn't know anything about that. And I live 10 minutes from Southridge.
I didn't know either. I had to leave the Bistroplex and see a big giant bowling pin and go, what the hell is that? Oh,
really?
It's a new place opening. Wow, maybe they should advertise. You hear
maybe
that round one? You hear
they
that round
should.
One?
Uh-huh. You're welcome, by the way. Because people just found out about it and had no idea.
Seriously.
Yes. You can send your checks to Riggs and Allie and Gibbons.
Please.
Please. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections from Craigslist.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, girl. What's up, girl? Hey, she's back.
Ooh. I'm back to haunt all of you.
I haunt your dreams at night.
And my kids.
Yes. This misconnection was written by a man for a woman. He says, I thought misconnections was a thing of the past, but recently had heard different, so had to find out for myself.
Ooh.
Here I am, posting one last time for you. It's been some time since we've talked, but I still think about you and I miss you. We had something very special at one point, and I'm sure you're just as adorable as ever. We had so much afternoon delight, in so many late night Taco Bell runs. Reach out if you think this is you.
You were friends with benefits is what we're getting at.
That's what I'm saying.
You went
to
Taco Bell and you did it.
Yep.
Sounds fun to me, but sounds like friends with benefits.
Hooking up in the afternoon, passing out, waking up, going to Taco Bell, doing it again, moving about your business.
It's a beautiful life.
He's very into you, can
he
you
is,
tell?
Right? Hoping we can connect after all these years. He's just looking for booty. He's probably had a drought, you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Take away the booty and see if he still shows up for Taco Bell.
Right? Mm-hmm. Booty and Taco Bell. It's a tough decision, really.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I missed so much while I was gone.
You
first
did.
Of all, I just schooled our intern, Jack. He didn't know I lived on the east side forever. I'm like, yeah, I used to be cool. Thank you.
I used to be cool.
Okay. Used to. And I would still live down there if I could. No, but okay, so what did I miss? Well, look at you both standing up.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I have two questions. So first of all, I want to know why you called your girlfriend Fat Gibbons. But first, let me ask Riggs, how did Uber Eats go?
Uber Eats went amazing, dude.
You drove for
amazing.
Them.
Amazing. I did three deliveries.
And you made how much?
Each one got progressively weirder as I went along.
Okay.
I made about $25 in about an hour and 20 minutes. Not bad. And
not
I decided I'm going to continue.
Were you gone the whole hour and 25 minutes delivering food, or was that in and out?
That was the whole time drive. But it was between
about $25 an hour.
Yeah. Not bad. Okay. That was the one day only doing it, and I've decided that I'm going to donate a portion of what I make to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Nice.
So 75% of all my profits that I make from Uber Eats driving for the year are going to go to our walk in October for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So I figured it would be a good way to raise some money.
That makes a little more sense than you're just driving for Uber randomly when you...
I figured there should be something fun or something interesting about it, so you know, maybe a little bit of goodwill in it.
I did
make a delivery to Nathan Hale High School, which was bizarre.
Like to a kid or a teacher?
Yes. That's
genius.
I picked up McDonald's. I roll up to Nathan Hale High School. And
I'm
confused because I can see the cafeteria and there's kids in there. And I'm like, do I take it to the cafeteria? Do I go to the front office? I go in the front office. The lady's like, we don't take food deliveries. And I go, I don't know. I'm just doing what the app told me to do here. This is for Anthony. She goes,
oh, it's
an exception for
okay.
him.
Okay. So Uber Eats went good.
Awesome.
Great.
Yes.
Now get to the. Now let's get me to the juice already.
Yes.
Did you call your girlfriend fat? And do
no.
I need to smack you?
No.
What did I miss?
No. Okay.
What the hell did I miss?
Okay. My girlfriend.
Fill me in.
My girlfriend.
2 days off. I need to know everything.
My girlfriend was filling out paperwork for her daughter's school. She didn't have a pen. So she says to me, hey, do you have a pen? Because I had a pen in my hand. I went, sure, here's a pen and a look into the future. She looks at the pen and says, oh my God, I can't believe you called me fat. Now, on the pen, Allie, it said geriatric fun facts. And if you know, geriatric means
an old person,
people.
Right? Yeah.
So she goes, you called me fat. And I said, no, I was calling you old and saying you're going to get old eventually. We're all going to get old eventually. And she goes, no, you called me fat. She was convinced that the word geriatric meant fat, right? So I... Hold on.
So I go,
he didn't call her fat. He called her old.
Right? I called you old. So I go online. And I'm like...
She's even... Well, that's actually better. I'd rather be old than fat, quite frankly. Call me old all day long.
So I pull up the textbook definition of geriatric and show her that it's old. It's not fat. And then it clicks in her head. She thought I was saying it said bariatric, as in the bariatric sleeve when you get your stomach stapled for like a weight loss surgery.
Okay.
And she thought I was saying in her future she's going to need bariatric sleeve surgery and thought I was calling her fat. She was confused.
You hit a nerve that you didn't even touch. That's what's crazy.
I'm like, I didn't even mean to, dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't say anything about your weight.
And it was one of those things where she said it so many times that I'm second guessing myself going, dude, did I do it?
This is America, though. People think they know what something means and they almost convince you out of your, you think you know something. And if you actually talk to someone and you might believe them and they give you misinformation, they make you question everything.
You start second guessing yourself. Gibbons was Googling geriatric to make sure that it didn't mean fat.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:42. Time for Hell to the No. Like when you get home and you make a fresh batch of pancakes, some protein pancakes, and you're excited.
You
could have
left the protein out. It was fun till you added protein pancakes.
What are you talking about? Protein makes them so much better.
Anyway.
So anyway, he's having really bad for you pancakes with syrup.
Hold on. That's the problem. I didn't have any syrup.
Oh, no.
You know, who cares with protein pancakes?
pancakes.
Well, that's how you make protein pancakes. Good. You drown them
that's
in
what
syrup.
You do.
In regular syrup
butter.
Or sugar-free?
Well, light syrup. I mean, I don't use
heavy
syrup.
You use regular syrup. What's the point of using regular syrup with protein pancakes?
I don't use regular syrup. I use light butter syrup.
Oh, my. Oh.
Light butter syrup.
I use
light syrup.
A little
what's
bit
the
less,
point?
Less sugar. Well, I
that's
type.
Like getting a light donut. It doesn't exist.
Come on, man.
It exists in my cupboard, but not yesterday when I wanted it.
Oh, my
damn
God.
It, hell to the no.
When you wake up in the morning and you're getting ready to leave for work, and right as you're about to leave, the Weather Channel sends out a notification that says, freezing rain will start in 5 minutes. I'm like, no! I'm driving to work in 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, Allie walked in drenched from head to toe, and I'm like, what the hell happened? Apparently, it started downpouring freezing rain.
She's Tokyo drifting into the parking lot.
It was icy as hell this morning. It still probably is. All these schools are closed now.
Yeah, a bunch of them. 799-1037. You can also text us to 71037.
We got a text at 71037 that has me cracking up. It's Throwback Thursday. Yeah. We just played Britney Spears' Hit Me One More Time.
Yeah.
And they said, when your 9-year-old stepdaughter has never heard Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, that came out in the 90s.
Yeah.
God, your daughter would have been born in, what, 2010?
Right, yes.
10?
Right. We got another text to 71037. When your van doesn't stop and you're 1 second off from being in a head-on accident, hell to the no.
Oh, did they get... I wonder if they got...
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Somebody said my health.
Oh,
to the
I
no.
got a good one too. Go ahead.
Someone said when you don't know Riggs' protein pancake recipe, oh, listen, they're called Kodiak cakes. Go get them. They're at the grocery store. They're amazing.
Hell to the no! I'm not getting
with
those.
With the internet, how can you not find protein pancakes? Come on,
Kodiak cakes. They're amazing.
I don't
try
even
them.
Want protein pancakes, and I can find them somewhere.
They're good though,
right?
Good.
So guess what I did? This here's my final hell to the no.
Oh, what's that, Allie?
So I was sick for 2 days,
yeah,
and
uh-huh.
then yesterday I still had to take Hudson to 4K, and I was like, oh god, that's not even the hell to the no.
Oh, that's jeez.
Oh no.
Multi-layered.
The hell to the gnaws when you realize world's okayest mom over here.
Oh, God.
His Valentine's Day box, you know, they decorate them and you take them in for the kids,
uh-huh.
was due on Monday.
Oh, no.
And here it is Wednesday. You guys should have seen me. I ripped a Cheerios box out of the cabinet that I had
God.
Intentionally bought for Valentine's. And I didn't realize it was due. So I'm like,
oh,
Hudson,
Lord.
Let's go. Just get some colors and stickers and we're going to...
Throw
like
some glitter on it.
It looked like we actually put time into it.
Really?
I was sick and I didn't care. I spent like 3 minutes on it.
And it but it looked like there was some good quality
name.
Time.
I'd be put some stickers.
Mm.
Make it look like you spent a lot of
hell
time
yes.
on it.
World's okayest mom. I love that.
You know, when the Valentine's Day box is overdue.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, can we say people that still have their Christmas lights up right now, can that be a hell to the no?
Yeah,
still
no, that's
Christmas
crazy.
Lights up?
That's okay. absurd.
I think it's
but you know who it is. That's you're talking about Gibbons.
I know you're talking about me.
No.
I think
you know it's funny, Gibbons. Riggs forgot you have your lights up because I can tell it when he just said that he totally forgot. We argued about this last week, and Gibbons goes, "I'm that guy," and I go, "You're weird."
I'm also talking. I've seen Santa figurines that are still out in people's yards.
No, that's excessive. That's excessive.
I'm sure that's taking it too far, Gibbons.
My neighbor.
That's the line.
My neighbor still has the oh my God, Jesus' birth. What's it called?
The nativity.
The nativity scene yes. outside, and uh-huh. it's still lit up at night. I'm like,
you
let
have
it go.
No room to talk if your lights are up. None.
You don't.
I
zero.
Know.
But I can talk about that guy, and that guy's a lunatic.
We got phone calls to 799-1037. Good morning.
Baby Jesus cold?
He is cold. Seriously, he's buried
just
in
saying.
Snow.
He's away in a manger. He's got just like a little loincloth. It's a little golden fleece blanket.
Jesus.
Good morning. Who is this? Who is this? What's your hell to the no?
So this morning, we called our boss to let them know that, hey, we might be a little bit late. And with the weather, we don't know how long we're going to be able to stay at work because we drive 45 minutes to work. And she was like, well, it's really much safer for you to be in the building. And I said, yeah, but we have a 45-minute drive home no matter what. That doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So, yeah, so it's just, you know, we live in Hartford, drive to West Bend, and with the weather, it's just going to be crazy.
Oh, well, then that's even worse because Hartford and West Bend schools are closed today.
Yeah
dude.
It's very icy here, that's for sure.
It was icy here this morning, and we're in Hales Corners. You're way more north than us.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how icy it is up there.
Yikes.
Yeah, and it's supposed to continue freezing rain till 5 p.m.
Oh, jeez. You know, thank you, Vince Condella. Thanks for calling in. You were awesome. Right. I should say Sally Severson.
Mark Baby.
You were a great girlfriend.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
We got another text to 71037. When you have a full set of stairs to get to your car from your house, let the ice games begin. Hell to the no.
Oh, my God.
I would just give up on life. I would just slide down a hill. I would slide down the snow hill if I had stairs.
Another text to 71037 that I'm not sure if Rig saw, but when your wife eats the same pancakes as Rig.
Damn right. Kodiak cakes. Protein pancakes. Why are you clapping, Gibbons?
Because anytime I hear a chant like that, I go like Pavlov's dogs. I have to clap along. Sorry, I'm not sorry. It's just how I operate.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Thanks for your calls and texts for Hell to the No. We're commercial free. Drive slow. It's icy. It's slippery out there, yo.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. In case you missed it the first time,
rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
If you're calling in to be with Gibbons to try to stump Gibbons the Great and you're holding on right now, please hold on the phone. We'll get to you in a second. But right now, we've got to bring him in the studio to defend his 62 wins. Gibbons the Great, come on in, man.
Forever.
Hi, we got our friend Nancy on the phone. Nancy, how are you this morning?
Good, and you?
Good. Are you ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
Yes.
All right, Gibbons the Great versus Nancy. Let's go.
All right, Nancy, do you have a female on your mind?
No.
Is it someone who really exists?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who's older than 40?
No.
Does this person create music?
No.
You got a famous person on your mind, though, yes?
Yes.
Is this someone who plays in a team sport?
No.
Are you thinking of an actor, perhaps?
Yes.
Is this character maybe linked to a superhero?
No.
Does a person on your brain appear in the first season of a show?
Yes.
Maybe you've got an adult on your mind?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone who's associated with comedy?
No.
Has this person ever played the role of a student?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who uses guns?
No. Well, yes.
Maybe this person's played the role of a policeman or a detective?
Yes.
Could you have a character from Criminal Minds on your brain?
Yes.
Maybe this is a white person?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear out my crystal ball really quickly. You'll be thinking of that bumbleclot Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds.
Yes.
Is that a show that you watch all the time, Nancy?
Yes.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Spencer Reed, I'm looking here on his Wikipedia. He can read 20,000 words per minute.
Oh, my.
I would kill to be able to read that fast.
Me can't read at all.
Nancy, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good one. You think you can stump him? We'd play every morning around 8:20. 799-1037. That's 63 wins. Boom. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, what the hell happened with your mother? Why are you fighting this time?
Me and Mama G.
Mama
I never know if they're on or off.
Yeah.
They're like a real relationship.
They are.
Are you on or off right now?
We got into a huge argument where obscenities were exchanged,
yeah,
where calls were hung up on, and you know what it was about, what it was over?
What?
Hulu. Hear me out here, people.
Hulu.
Hear me out.
I'm
me
in,
and Mama G.
You know I'm into Hulu now.
We had it out over Hulu. So I watched the Fire Festival documentary that's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So I saw that one. I said, oh, there's the one on Hulu.
Yeah.
I want to watch the one on Hulu.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, I used my mom's Hulu password,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I go to log into my mom's Hulu.
Which is highly illegal, but like any of us care.
Exactly.
Yes.
Come on.
Let's fight real crime here, people.
If there's a cop listening here and wants to arrest me for that, go right ahead.
Hulu,
please don't.
Hulu is not suffering, okay, people? Continue, Gibbons.
Hey, I'm calling 911 right now.
Oh, you shut up, Rick.
He would,
too.
He's the guy that would call on you on the fire lane. He would call on
narc,
you for you. Come on.
Narc.
You're damn right.
So I log in, right?
Yeah.
And it says password incorrect. I checked the text. My mom had sent me a text like
yeah,
a week ago. I changed the password. So I go, I try the new password. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I try it again. Nothing. So I call Mama G.
Did you try the old password?
I tried like every password
okay,
I could think of. I call Mama G.
He locks the account out. That'd
be
funny.
Thank God I didn't. Mom, this password that you said is new isn't working. Ryan, you sure you put MamaG12 at gmail.com? Yes, Mom, I put MamaG12@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure you put Midnight 18 with a capital M on Midnight? Mom, I'm 100% sure. Well, Ryan, I don't know what to tell you. If you can't do it, you can't do it. I go, Mom, no. You need to help me out here. Your email address is MamaG12@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. I type it in. The password's supposed to be Midnight with a capital M 18, right?
Yeah. Say that again because I'm writing this down. Thank you.
No, you shouldn't because it was the wrong password. We already know that.
Dude. So she starts to be like, Ryan, what's wrong with you? You can't get the password right? And I'm going, Mom, what's wrong with you? You don't know the password? And she goes, are you calling me dumb? And I went, I'm not calling you dumb. I'm just kind of calling you unable to tell me what the password is. I need to know the password. Ryan, you got that tone in your voice again. What tone, Mom? You know the tone when you think you're better than me and smarter than me and you're just going to tell me how it is, huh? I go, Mom, I literally just really want to watch this fire documentary on Hulu.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, you got something in your craw, and when you get something in your craw, you like to call me and yell about it. Well, you know what? I'm not going to listen to... I don't know what had happened. I'm not going to listen to you this time. Screw you! And she hangs up the phone. I'm like...
What?
Oh, my God. I'm like, Mom,
There's a deeper issue there.
I just wanted to watch Hulu and wanted to make sure
she's
the password was right.
She's not the only woman in his life, Riggs. Do you not pick up? She wanted him to have a girlfriend. She just didn't want him to like move in with somebody and like become a husband. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference between liking your girlfriend and then you moving in and becoming a family.
Right.
It's interesting. So your mom is probably annoyed because you honestly probably don't call her like you used to because you live with somebody and you have someone to talk to.
You're probably
your
right.
Your mom was your confidant and now you don't call her. And you know what? Now I'm getting pissed because now I have kids and if they do that to me, it's on. You know what, Mama G? Team Mama G.
Oh, just wait, just wait.
So no wonder she's flipping out about nothing.
So she's just letting it build up and up because you don't talk to her.
Well, he does the same thing.
And then this little thing happens.
That's why they get in fights because they don't.
So when she hangs up, I'm legit upset. I'm not angry at first. I'm just like, why the hell did she hang up? Is there something wrong in her life? What's going on, dude?
But after, well, how would you know? But you've got somebody else to talk to now.
After about 2 minutes, I'm like, wait. She ran me down because of her inability to know her password to her Hulu. What the hell is this?
Okay, wait. You can't spin it when she's giving you her password.
Dude, the phone rings 5 minutes later, and it's her. So I pick up, and I don't say hello. I go, ha-ha, you want to yell at me? Joke's on you. Screw you, Mom. Click, and I hang up.
What? She probably had a drink and a joint, and she was calmed down and called back to apologize.
Yeah, you hung up on her?
She calls again.
Instead of being such a jerk, he asked for her password.
She calls again, and I hit the FU button, right? I'm like, because now I'm pissed. I'm like, this is all over Hulu, but now I'm legit angry. She was legit angry. What the hell? And then she texts. She goes, Ryan, please just call me back. I go, maybe there's something serious going on. Okay. So I call her back.
Oh, God.
And she goes.
Or maybe you're 30 and you don't hang up on people anymore, okay?
Hey, she hung up on me. She hung up on me first.
Yeah, that
makes
it okay.
She hung up on me first.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Stop it.
So I call and I go, Mom, what the hell? What's going on? And she goes, Ryan. And I'm like, oh, geez, she's not angry anymore. And I go, yes, Mother. And she goes, I'm sorry. Whoa. And I'm like, oh, what are you sorry about? And she goes, you know how I told you the email address was mamag12@gmail.com? I go, yeah. She goes, there was some point, I guess, where I got locked out of that, and they made me create a new email address. So the email address is actually mamag12mg@gmail.com. And the password is what I told you, midnight18. Uh-huh. So I go, Mom, hold on. Just stick with me on the phone for a second. Let me pull up Hulu and make sure this is correct. And sure enough, mamag12mg@gmail.com with the password that I said earlier that I'm now not going to say because I'm giving the correct info.
Oh my God.
Worked like a charm.
I thought you were joking about the password.
Worked like a charm.
Wow.
But you know what sucked? By the time we got through this argument, it was 9 o'clock at night, and I did not feel like watching the documentary.
So you still haven't watched it?
No. Still haven't watched
all
it.
All that over the Hulu password that your mom was giving you, by the way. You're yelling at her, and she's giving you her password.
But she was yelling at me and told me F you and then hung up.
You call me for my stuff that I'm paying for? Hell yeah, I'm a guy. I'm doing you a favor, dude.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com. I learned something on the show this morning about Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
That he gets in petty
fights.
Stop
taking Gibbons.
What?
You always pick Gibbons, and I got stuff to say about Gibbons, too.
Do you want to learn something about
Gibbons? Both of you. No, you go first.
Oh, fine, yes. No, I learned that Gibbons tried to steal his mom's password for Hulu so he could watch the Fire Feud documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she gave the wrong password, he got mad at her and started the all knockdown, drag out fight.
She's,
he kept blaming her.
She is the one who cursed at me and hung up on me the first time.
Gibbons, you ungrateful little punk. You don't call your mom and say, give me your damn password. Why is this so difficult?
Yeah.
You're the punk here.
She's trying to help you out and you're just being rude to her and hanging up on her.
How about you're 30? Get your own Hulu account. How about being a grown up?
So it's my fault that my mom can't remember.
And a wife, why can't you pay for your own damn Hulu?
It's my fault that my mom couldn't remember that she put a different email address in for Hulu. It's my fault.
It's not her fault. It's not your account.
Oh, yes, it's never your mom's fault. It's your mother.
But try to spin it into how it's her fault that your Hulu account you were stealing from her didn't work.
Yes.
As you laugh, but the funny thing is, we're telling him the honest to God truth. He thinks we're screwing with him, but I really.
Why are you raising your hand?
You know what this is? This is a reality check. Do you like that clap?
You.
Don't call her what you just mouthed. Say that word what you just mouthed to her. What'd you just call Allie off
here? I didn't call her nothing.
What'd you say to a girl, huh?
Okay, let me tell you what I learned on the show this morning.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning, much like my girlfriend who yelled at me for something I didn't actually say, much like my mother who yelled at me for something she did,
Allie
spent all morning just yelling at me for stuff I didn't do. I didn't call my girlfriend fat. She thought I called her fat. You yelled at me for that.
Well, of course I did.
I didn't yell at my mom about the Hulu password.
Yes,
she yelled at me and hung up, and then that elevated my mood.
Well, that didn't get... You're not allowed to be mad at her when she's mad. It's her password.
Hey, I'm just going to help pile it on right now, Gibbons.
You son of... Don't pile on.
Pile it on. Keep it real, which is what we're doing.
I'm just saying a truck.
You don't call someone for a favor, and then that you get mad when they don't when they're not helping you. It's like their stuff.
I said, what's the password? She told me what the password was. We had a giant fight. It turned out she gave me the wrong email.
You can go listen at 1037kissfm.com to the show on demand and let us know what you think afterwards. All right.
Were you going to yell at me a little bit, Riggs? You want to yell at me a little more? Who else wants to yell at me today?
Well,
anybody out there listening wants to yell at me? Maybe.
The only one yelling is you, first of all.
Yeah.
And you call it yelling. I call it a reality check. So, get it together.
Oh, God.
Get it together.
Get your own Hulu account, bro. Come on.
No.
Seriously.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.